This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in Luxembourg. Bilateral relations to get a boost. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reaches Sri Lanka to explore defence cooperation and military-to-military ties. White House says US President Donald Trump discussed a range of options to acquire Greenland. 32 Cubans and 24 Venezuelans killed in US special operation to capture Venezuelan President Maduro. And in football, Indian Super League to start on February 14 with all 14 clubs. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and European Union. Dr. Jaishankar also called on Grand Duke Guillaume of Luxembourg and conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Minister said he valued his positive sentiments for India and for deepening bilateral partnership. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frédérin. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. He thanked the Luxembourg Prime Minister for his support for stronger India-EU ties. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Brussels beginning tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the intensifying diplomatic and technical engagements between New Delhi and Brussels, signalling a decisive push towards concluding the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold high-level dialogues with the European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Survey, Marcio Cefós. The ministry said that India is pushing for zero-duty access for its labour-intensive sectors, such as textiles, leather, apparel, gems and jewellery, and handicrafts. India's Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has arrived in Sri Lanka earlier today on a two-day official visit aimed at strengthening bilateral defence cooperation and military-to-military ties between the two neighbouring countries. During the visit, General Dwivedi is scheduled to engage with senior military and civil leadership, including the commander of the Sri Lankan Army, the Deputy Minister of Defence and the Defence Secretary. Discussions will focus on matters of mutual interest such as training, cooperation, capacity building and regional security. The Indian Armed Forces will also address officers at the Defence Services Command and Staff College and interact with officers and trainees of the Army War College in Butla, underscoring India's commitment to defence education and professional military exchanges with Sri Lanka. As part of the visit, General Dwivedi will pay homage at the Indian Peacekeeping Force War Memorial, honouring the Indian soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice during their deployment in Sri Lanka. The visit is seen as reaffirming the close defence relationship between India and Sri Lanka and reflects ongoing efforts by both countries to enhance cooperation, trust and interoperability in the Indian Ocean region. In Bangladesh, a youth named Mithun Sarkar, 25, died after jumping into a canal while being chased by several locals over allegations of snatching money in Nirgaon, triggering widespread tension in the area. The incident occurred on Sunday afternoon in the Hachagodi Bazaar area of Mahadpur Upzilla. The deceased Mithun Sarkar was the son of Pinku Sarkar of Bandarpur village in Mahidpur Upzilla. His body was recovered from a canal near Chogori Bazaar on Tuesday afternoon. According to police and local residents, the incident occurred around 1 p.m. when a group of youths chased Mithun from Chogori Bazaar, suspecting him of theft. While trying to escape, he ran towards a nearby canal and jumped into the water. He went missing shortly after entering the canal. Later, a diver team from Rajshahi was called to the scene and recovered the body. Bangladesh will import 1.8 lakh tons of diesel from India's state-owned Numalgarhi Refinery Limited, NRL, till December this year at a cost of 14.62 billion taka. The decision was approved by the Advisory Committee on Government Purchase at a meeting held in Dhaka yesterday, chaired by Bangladesh's finance advisor, Salehuddin Ahmed. The diesel will be imported by the state-run Bangladesh Petroleum Corporation, BPC, with part of the payment made directly by BPC and the rest financed through bank loans. Sources said the import cost has been fixed following negotiations with NRL, a subsidiary of Oil India Limited, at $119.13 million US dollars with a premium of $5.5 US dollars per barrel and a base price of $83.22 US dollars per barrel, which will vary in line with international market rates. Replying to journalists, Power, Energy and Mineral Resources Advisor Mohammed Fazal Kabir Khan said the diesel is being imported under a 15-year long-term agreement signed during the previous government's tenure. NRL's refinery is located in Assam and diesel is transported to Siliguri before being supplied to Bangladesh through the Bangladesh-India Friendship Pipeline, which became operational in December 2022. A magnitude of 3.8 earthquake struck Bhutan in the early hours today. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the quake occurred at a depth of 10 kilometers. Authorities are continuing to monitor the situation. The incident follows two tremors measuring magnitudes 4.7 and 3.6 that were felt earlier today in the Tajikistan-Afghanistan region. No damage to property or loss of life has been reported in either event. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Venezuelan military says 24 security officers were killed in the U.S. military operation on Saturday. This brings the official death count during the operation to 56. Media reports say more civilians were killed in the strikes, but it was immediately unclear how many. Venezuela Attorney General Tarek William Saab said dozens of officials and civilians were killed and that prosecutors would investigate the deaths in what he described as war crime. The number is on top of an announcement by Cuba's government on Sunday that 32 Cuban military and police officers working in Venezuela had died in the operation, prompting 2 days of mourning on the Caribbean island. The White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump has discussed a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of the military. It comes after Trump again said that the U.S. needed Greenland, an autonomous territory within the Kingdom of Denmark, for national security. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has warned that any attack by the U.S. would spell the end of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. European allies have backed Denmark, a NATO member. The issue of Greenland's future resurfaced in the wake of the U.S. military intervention in Venezuela, during which elite troops went in to seize the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and took him to face drugs and weapons charges in New York. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has announced that the Indian Super League will kick off on 14th February, bringing an end to a six-month crisis that brought Indian football to a standstill. The ISL, which used to start in September, will feature all 14 clubs, including Mohun Bagan and East Bengal, which were opposed to the financial model suggested by the All India Football Federation. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in Luxembourg, bilateral relations to get a boost. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reaches Sri Lanka to explore defence cooperation and military-to-military ties. White House says US President Donald Trump discussed a range of options to acquire Greenland. 32 Cubans and 24 Venezuelans killed in US special operation to capture Venezuelan President Maduro, and in football, Indian Super League to start on February 14 with all 14 clubs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.